Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Natavius. How may I help you?
I need to speak to your fraud supervisor.
Okay. Can I start off by getting your zip code so I can pull up the account?
79076, I think is what it is. I don't know. I'm not even worried about the zip code. I want your fraud department.
Yes, ma'am. In order for me to get you over to the fraud department, then I have to be able to pull up an account.
Okay. Then look under Diane's form.
And what was that zip code once again?
79076, I think is what it is.
Okay, I'm not pulling up an account with that zip code. Could there be another zip code on the account?
No.
Okay, well, can you provide me with your phone number?
Hold on just a minute. We're getting on my last nerve already. Where's your bank card? I need the zip code. Here it is. 79029.
And what's the first and last name on the account?
Do what?
What's the first and last name on the account?
Diane Sloan. I've already dealt with your company so much today, I'm done with your company.
Okay. And for security purposes, can you verify the shipping address for me?
920 Braden, Dumas, Texas.
All righty. Thank you so much for that information. Okay, looking over this account, I see this was for the Optum Advanced Keto and Cleanse. And I do see where you spoke with the fraud department. And they advised you to call back in with the bank for a refund.
The bank is not going to be on a three-way call. I just got off of the phone with the bank. They don't do three-way calls. They don't know what your problem is in refunding the money.
We don't have a problem with refunding the funds, but when there is an open dispute, we cannot refund it, because if we refund it, then the dispute is still going to go through in processing, and then it's going to be refunded twice. So we have to hear the bank tell us that they're canceling the dispute.
The dispute has been canceled because the card has been canceled.
Yes, ma'am. Even though a card has been canceled, the dispute can still go on with that account, and we have to now hear it from the representative. So without us being able to hear that from the representative, we're not going to be able to issue those refunds.
Okay. I want to speak to somebody that is going to do something about this. You can't take people's money and not refund it.
Yes, ma'am. Now, we're not.
Especially when it was taken by ill-gotten men.
Yes, ma'am. Now, we're not taking anything and not trying to refund. It's just that our protocol works that way. So, in every department, it's going to be the same protocol.
Banks don't call you. Banks don't do three-way.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry.
All banks are able to call in and speak with us. Just like when they do your dispute, they're going to have to call us and verify the information in order for them to make a decision on the dispute.
The bank's not going to do it.
Yes, ma'am. I've been working at this company for years, and I've never had a bank not be able to call
you.
Well,
this bank said they're not going to call you. This bank said they're not going to call you.
Yes, ma'am. They may not want to call us, but they are able to. If you're able to, you can go inside a branch location, and we can speak with the representative that's in that branch location as well. Or you can call a branch
location. Well, that would be great if I could just, you know, the bank's in Texas, and I'm in Oklahoma, so that presents a problem.
Okay, they only have one location?
They're in Texas, and I'm in Oklahoma, and that bank doesn't, they don't have a bank in Oklahoma.
Yes, ma'am. Well, without us speaking with the representative and them letting us know that the dispute has been dropped, we're not going to be able to issue the refund. They'll just have to go through with their claim process and see what they can do about getting you your funds back.
Okay, I'm going to try to do a three-way, and I'm going to call the bank back. But I'm going to tell you something, lady. I am going to write the president of your company, and I'm going to put so much garbage on the internet about your company that I hope you never sell another product, because this is ridiculous.
Okay, yes, ma'am, I definitely do understand your frustration, but
no,
one
you
thing
don't.
I'm doing is following my protocol. I can't go outside
well, your
protocol.
Protocol is screwed up.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, as stated, further looking into the account, only way we're going to be able to refund those last two charges if you're able to get that bank on the line so they can just verify that there is no dispute for me.
Yeah. I'm doing a conference call. Hold on a minute.
I'll bet you anything, yes, that it started at 8.
Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, for some reason. Of dealing with this company. Hello, do I have everybody online?
I'm still here.
Okay, is the bank there? Hello, is Texas State Bank there?
Hello?
Hello, is this Texas State Bank?
First State Bank?
Yes, First State Bank, yes. I've got a company on the phone with us who are giving me nine kinds of garbage over getting refunds to my aunt's account, and they need to hear from y'all that this dispute is being handled.
Okay, let me get you to the right person. And who am I speaking with again?
This is Kimberly Wassenae in regards to Diane Sloan.
Okay, hold on just a minute.
I'm done dealing with this company, and I'm going to put so much rhetoric online. They'll never sell another bottle of keto as long as they... businesses in business. This is ridiculous. I've never dealt with anything like this. No. This is that keto business. This is that money, this money here that they need to give back to you. I've got the bank on hold. I'm doing a conference call. Because I'm tired of dealing with it. And then I'm going to blast them on the internet.
Your call is important.
And I mean absolutely blast them. I need a cigarette. Thank you.
right with you.
Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
Okay. I just want to make sure you stay online because you put me through nine kinds of Hades over this mess, and it's ridiculous.
Ma'am, I'm still trying to get a hold of her. Give me just a minute.
Okay, who?
Marsha, she will be helping you.
Okay, well, can you just let them know that the dispute's been handled?
I don't know what the issue is, so no, ma'am. Give me just a minute.
Okay, hold on. I hate to bother Marsha again. She's a very nice lady, unlike yourself, who, you know, has tried, but this is ridiculous. What's the name of your company?
The name is Optimum Advanced Keto.
Optimum?
Yes, Optimum Advanced Keto.
Well, by the time I get through, you're going to wish you'd never talked to me. This has taken me all day, and I've still gotten nowhere with you people. That's ridiculous.
Thank you for holding. We'll be with you momentarily.
You take money from people, and you have demands? No, you don't make demands on people. Yes, Marsha, I am so sorry to have to bother you again. This company is just not going to cooperate. No how, no way. I've got them on the phone so that you can tell them that the dispute's been handled.
Okay. Tell them what?
That the dispute's been handled.
Okay. Hello?
Hi, yes, ma'am. This is Natavius from Customer Support. We're needing verification that the dispute has been canceled before we're able to issue her those refunds.
Yes. Everything on our end is taken care of, and we're just waiting for y'all to refund.
Okay, so the dispute has been canceled. I can go ahead and issue a refund. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you, Marcia. I'll let you go now so you don't have to be bothered no more today.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, are you satisfied?
Yes, ma'am. I just need the verification knowing that the account, well, the dispute had been canceled, so I did go ahead and issue the refund of $85.90 and $94.90. That'll be back into the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Thank you very much, and I will definitely be blasting your site.
All righty. Well, thank you for